and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org, and you can always ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Public radio listeners are engaged, curious, and community-minded. Your business can unleash the potential of our listeners by sponsoring Kansas Public Radio. Learn how at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR, from KPR, and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. The Supreme Court hears arguments today.
Regime change in Venezuela. Are we about to go to war with Venezuela?
He spoke to ABC's This Week. President Trump has pardoned a lot of people, but this might be the first time he regrets a pardon. NPR's Mara Liasson explains.
Donald Trump wrote a long, angry post on Truth Social attacking Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar for a, quote, lack of loyalty. Trump pardoned Cuellar after the Texas congressman was indicted for bribery and money laundering. After he received the pardon, Cuellar announced he was running for re-election as a Democrat. Trump claims Cuellar was prosecuted because he spoke out against the Biden administration's border policies. Cuellar says he's a conservative Democrat who will work with either party. Trump ended his post with a threat. Oh, well, he wrote, next time, no more Mr. Nice Guy. Mara Liasson, NPR News.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are fairly flat. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. State energy regulators are figuring out what power they have to regulate a nuclear company's reactor planned for Parsons, Kansas. Celia Leopis Jepson reports.
The company Deep Fission plans to install a small reactor 1 mile underground at the industrial park in Parsons. The Kansas Corporation Commission is working. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Leopis Jepson.
A Supreme Court ruling last week allows Texas to use a new congressional map drawn in Republicans' favor. In Kansas, Republican state lawmakers have watched the case as a bellwether for their own redistricting plans. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he does not see a reason to break from normal redistricting practices.
There's a bit of fairness that I think ought to be preserved about this issue, and we have a practice that we've utilized for a long period of time. We reapportion at the census moment, and that makes sense to me.
The U.S. and Kansas constitutions require congressional maps be redrawn every 10 years based on census data. There have been several efforts nationally to redraw maps outside of that 10-year cycle. Kansas Republicans hope to revisit redistricting in the next legislative session. The Kansas State University football team will not play in a bowl game this year. The Wildcats finished the season with 6 wins and 6 losses, good enough to earn an invitation to a bowl game, but the school recently changed head coaches, and athletics director Gene Taylor announced Sunday the team would decline a bowl invitation. It's a costly decision. ESPN reports the Big 12 conference will fine K-State $500,000 for failing to fulfill its contractual obligations. After 9 straight years as winners of the AFC West, the streak is over for the Kansas City Chiefs after a 20-10 loss to the Houston Texans last night. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs still have a chance to reach the playoffs as a wild card team, but quarterback Patrick Mahomes says time is running out with a 6-7 record and 4 games left in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting late in the season. You're not going to get these opportunities back, and that's a good football team, but we had chances, and we didn't execute at the right time to win it.
Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass and had 3 passes intercepted. The Chiefs have another home game next Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers, who defeated the Chiefs in the season-opening game in Brazil. I'm Greg Eklund.
College basketball, KU men, KU women, and K-State women were all winners yesterday. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, partly cloudy, 25 degrees at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. This is NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning and thank you for listening. Coming up on Morning Edition, FEMA's elite search and rescue teams do difficult and dangerous work after major disasters, despite facing serious financial pressure.
The system is underfunded. This is an ongoing issue for at least 15 years, maybe 20.
President Trump's proposal to eliminate FEMA as it currently exists has also created uncertainty. We'll hear that story at 6:38.
Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up and proceeds from its sale will fund our programs. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, not too bad. Mostly sunny skies, high temperatures around 41 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the south 5 to 10 with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, unseasonably warm, mostly sunny with a high near 55 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a festival of joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
In Lawrence, we have partly cloudy skies, 25 degrees, Topeka mostly cloudy, and 26.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, celebrations in Syria marking a year since the fall of Bashar al-Assad. We'll hear about the changes so far and the challenges still facing this deeply divided country. Also, more problems for the Louvre Museum in Paris, this time a damaging water leak.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes...
This is NPR News.
Scientists have discovered millions of new species on Earth since the 1700s, and we are averaging 17,000 more every year. But how many more are there?
The range of estimates of how many species are out there are from the low millions to the low trillions.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The mission to better understand life on our own planet, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered from 3 to 7 p.m. today and every weekday right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR, and a complete look at your KPR weather forecast at 6:30.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. A vote in the Senate is expected this week on extending federal health care subsidies set to expire at the end of the year. Those subsidies were the focus of Democrats in Congress during the recent 43-day government shutdown. They wanted an extension before agreeing to reopen the government. That did not happen. NPR's Deidre Walsh has more.
There is no bipartisan deal, so Democrats rolled out their own plan last week, which is a three-year extension of the existing tax credits, and there's going to be a vote on Thursday on that. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says all Democrats are going to vote for that. He says Republicans can't agree on any plan of their own, and the only option on the table right now is to pass this straight extension.
Some Republicans in Congress prefer moving those subsidies into health savings accounts. Other GOP lawmakers don't want the funds used for abortions. The FAA says it's investigating whether airlines complied with a recent order to reduce flights at 40 major airports across the U.S. The restrictions were imposed during the recent government shutdown for safety reasons amid staffing shortages of air traffic controllers. The FAA says airlines could face fines up to $75,000 for each flight found to be over the mandated limit. The government says more than 10,000 flights were canceled during that time. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas energy regulators are working to figure out if state laws give them authority over a planned nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Parsons. A traditional nuclear power proposal would go through the Kansas Corporation Commission for a siting permit and public hearings. But California-based Deep Fission might not fall under the definition of an electric utility. The Kansas News Service questioned Deep Fission CEO Liz Muller about the need for permits.
Yeah, what I can say is that there are both local and federal permits that are required.
Deep Fission plans to have the reactor functioning by the 4th of July. It will be at an industrial park and could ultimately power a data center or other facility. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week gave Texas permission to redraw its congressional map to favor Republicans, but Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is urging Kansas Republicans to think twice before a similar push.
The legislature, obviously it's their decision, but I think there's reasons to have a serious conversation about whether this is a desired outcome for Kansas, for districts of our state, and for the politics of Republicans even.
Over the summer, Republicans in the Kansas legislature pushed for a special session to redraw the state's congressional districts to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. They dropped the effort for a special session but may revisit redistricting following the Supreme Court ruling. The city of Topeka is taking out an $11 million loan to replace lead pipes. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the money will pay for replacing lead pipes that connect from the distribution system to customers' homes. The city will borrow the money from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Revolving Fund at an annual interest rate of 2.53%. Two towns in Kansas are on True West magazine's list of the country's top 10 true western towns. Abilene came in second. Dodge City is number six. The magazine ranks the towns annually based on how well they have preserved their history through old buildings, museums, and events. Topping this year's list, San Angelo, Texas. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs tomorrow near 55 degrees. It's 6:34.
Support political pressure on the country's search and rescue system, says Ken Begurek. He's the former head of FEMA's Urban Search and Rescue Branch.
Things are very in flux right now.
The Trump administration has proposed eliminating FEMA as it currently exists, leaving the future of the agency's search and rescue teams unclear. In June, Pagurek resigned from the agency because of concerns that the administration's policies are hurting its ability to respond to disasters. FEMA says it's maintained both funding and staffing for the search and rescue system since President Trump took office. But funding from Congress hasn't kept up with inflation, Pagurek says.
The system is underfunded. This is an ongoing issue for at least 15 years, maybe 20.
Some teams are struggling to pay for vehicle maintenance and other basics.
Let's bring it up and adjust it.
Back at the exercise in Ohio, trainees are using blow torches to cut through steel in confined spaces. Guys are cursing and sweating, claustrophobic as they practice. Right. Instructor Ryan Hogston says a big part of the training is learning how to deal with the stress of searching for survivors for hours or days on end, in the dark, in the heat, in the rain, in the cold.
To be honest, we have to train ourselves to be calm. That's just what it is. You know, they pay us to be calm. That's our job.
Rebecca Hersher, NPR News, Dayton, Ohio.
This is NPR News.
This is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday morning. Still ahead, how alcohol hits us harder when we age. If you've noticed that one drink hits you harder than it used to, you're not alone. It's part of the natural aging process, and it may be your body doing you a favor. We'll find out about that coming up at 6:51.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. That's just about average for this date. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, things warm up. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday with a high near 55 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 26 as well. It's 6:44.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days, Mike.
He says it's great, but what he needs is build institutions to bring people together.
That's Jane Araf in Damascus. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including a report that Kansas may need to build another prison within the next decade to keep up with its growing inmate population.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Imagine your favorite Christmas carols performed by a swinging big band. Well, that is the formula at Big Band Christmas, KPR's annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra. You better hurry and get your tickets. The show is this Saturday night at Liberty Hall. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com and the Liberty Hall box office, made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warmer. Highs tomorrow near 55 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 26 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 26. Junction City's mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. It's 9 before 7.
NPR News. Support for NPR health coverage comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of ZzzQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZzzQuil.com. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANQ Chanute, 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information available at biodiversity.ku.edu.
Up next, latest news from NPR and KPR. It's 7 o'clock.
Their agreement was brokered by President Trump and Malaysia's Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. 5 days of fighting between the two sides that erupted in July left nearly 50 dead. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. A Supreme Court ruling last week allows Texas to use a new congressional map drawn in Republicans' favor. In Kansas, Republican state lawmakers have watched the case as a bellwether for their own redistricting plans. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he does not see a reason to break from normal redistricting practices.
There's a bit of fairness that I think ought to be preserved about this issue, and we have a practice that we've utilized for a long period of time. We reapportion at the census moment, and that makes sense to me.
The U.S. and Kansas constitutions require congressional maps be redrawn every 10 years based on census data. There have been several efforts nationally to redraw maps outside that 10-year cycle. Kansas Republicans hope to revisit redistricting in the next legislative session. Kansas may need to build another prison within the next decade to keep up with its growing inmate population. Dylan Lyson reports.
The Kansas Sentencing Commission projects the state's incarcerated population each year. It's expected to reach capacity of nearly 11,000 inmates as early as 2028. Scott Schultz of the commission says the state will have more than 1,300 inmates over the limit in 10 years. He says that's roughly the size of a current state prison.
Winfield is about 1,100, around 1,100 for capacity. Hutch is about 1,800. So 1,300 or so, you're almost talking like another prison.
Schultz says stiffer sentences are leading to inmates spending more time in prison and growing the population. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
After nine straight years as winners of the AFC West, the streak is over for the Kansas City Chiefs after a 20-10 loss to the Houston Texans last night. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs still have a chance to reach the playoffs as a wild card team, but quarterback Patrick Mahomes says time is running out with a 6-7 record and four games left in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting late in the season. You're not going to get these opportunities back, and that's a good football team, but we had chances, and we didn't execute at the right time to win it.
Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass and had three passes intercepted. The Chiefs have another home game next Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers, who defeated the Chiefs in the season-opening game in Brazil. I'm Greg Eklund.
In college basketball yesterday, the KU men defeated Missouri, the KU women defeated Missouri State, and the K-State women defeated Ole Miss. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, high temperatures this afternoon near 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, we warm up. Mostly sunny skies tomorrow with a high near 55 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, mostly cloudy, 26. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 26. Junction City, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Morning Edition. Coming up, President Trump spoke Sunday about the latest version of the U.S. proposal to end the war in Ukraine.
Russia is, I believe, fine with it, but I'm not sure that Zelensky is fine with it. His people love it.
Ukraine's President Zelensky is meeting today with several European leaders who seek a role in the peace talks. All the details coming up at 7:38.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, highs around 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, things warm up, mostly sunny, highs tomorrow near 55.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll receive a tax deduction.
In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy skies, 26 degrees. Topeka, mostly cloudy, 26. Manhattan, partly cloudy, 27 degrees.
I'm James Menendez, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, celebrations in Syria marking a year since the fall of Bashar al-Assad. We'll hear about the changes so far and the challenges still facing this deeply divided country. Also, more problems for the Louvre Museum in Paris, this time a damaging water leak.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
Understand life on our own planet, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
You can hear All Things Considered on KPR from 3 to 7 p.m. today. Your host is Laura Lorson. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Things warm up tomorrow. Details coming right up. It's 7:30.
Points.
He was speaking to NPR's Morning Edition. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to hold high-level talks today in London. He'll be meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer as well as the leaders of France and Germany amid ongoing efforts by the Trump administration to end Russia's war. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. State energy regulators are figuring out what power they have to regulate a nuclear company's reactor planned for Parsons, Kansas. Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
The company Deep Fission plans to install a small reactor 1 mile underground at the industrial park in Parsons. The Kansas Corporation Commission is working to determine if the project falls under its regulatory power. For example, a utility building a traditional nuclear plant would first need to go to the KCC for a siting permit and public hearings. But Deep Fission might not fall under that law. Its underground reactor design could one day power a data center or other facility. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week gave Texas permission to redraw its congressional map to favor Republicans. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is urging Kansas Republicans to think twice before a similar push.
The legislature, obviously, it's their decision, but I think there's reasons to have a serious conversation about whether this is a desired outcome for Kansas, for districts of our state, and for the politics of Republicans even.
Over the summer, Republicans in the Kansas legislature pushed for a special session to redraw the state's congressional districts to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. They dropped the effort for a special session but may revisit redistricting following the Supreme Court ruling. The city of Topeka is taking out an $11 million loan to replace lead pipes. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the money will pay for replacing lead pipes that connect from the distribution system to customers' homes. The city will borrow the money from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Revolving Fund. Lead is a toxic metal that can leach into drinking water as the pipes corrode. Exposure to lead can cause serious health problems, especially in children and pregnant women. Two towns in Kansas are on True West magazine's list of the country's top 10 true western towns. Abilene came in second. Dodge City is number six. The magazine ranks the towns annually based on how well they have preserved their history. Topping this year's list, San Angelo, Texas. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 55.
Support for NPR.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up on the Marketplace Morning Report, AI is increasingly influencing holiday shopping, but can artificial intelligence shop better than we can? We'll find out at 5:51. 7:51, make that.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships, providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at kansascityzoo.org.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, things warm up, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow near 55 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 7:44.
Hi, I'm Mary Louise Kelly. At NPR and this station, we take our democratic role as watchdogs seriously. We hold the powerful to account, and we hold ourselves to a set of core principles: integrity, independence, accuracy, transparency, and respect for the public.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Layla Faldin.
And I'm Matthew Algio in the KPR studios in Lawrence. So glad you're with us on this Monday morning for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, including a story about how Kansas energy regulators are trying to figure out if the state gives them authority over a planned nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Parsons.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas.
Coming up on the Classical Morning Show this morning with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Be listening right after the 9 o'clock newscast for classical guitarist and local legend John Jervis with three carols for December. Also, part one of J.S. Bach's Christmas Cantata. That'll come up a little later, just after 11:30. Also, don't miss the Stokowski Orchestration of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. That's in the 10 o'clock hour. Lots of great stuff on the Classical Morning Show with Cordelia today. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, things warm up, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow near 55 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 26 at 9 minutes before 8.
Her goal is to become a recovery coach herself. In Petoskey, Michigan, I'm Claire Keenan-Kurgan for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5.
Support for KPR's Community Spotlight comes from the Sunflower Foundation in Topeka, with a mission to serve as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Up next, news from NPR and KPR. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning.
2-year extensions of these subsidies with some reforms.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas energy regulators are working to figure out if state laws give them authority over a planned nuclear reactor 1 mile underground in Parsons. A traditional nuclear power proposal would go to the Kansas Corporation Commission for a siting permit and public hearings, but California-based Deep Fission might not fall under the definition of an electric utility. The Kansas News Service asked Deep Fission CEO Liz Muller about the need for permits.
Yeah, what I can say is that there are both local and federal permits that are required.
Deep Fission plans to have the reactor functioning by the 4th of July. It will be at an industrial park and could ultimately power a data center. A Supreme Court ruling last week allows Texas to use a new congressional map redrawn in Republicans' favor. In Kansas, Republican state lawmakers have watched the case as a bellwether for their own redistricting plans. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran says he does not see a reason to break from normal redistricting practices.
There's a bit of fairness that I think ought to be preserved about this issue, and we have a practice that we've utilized for a long period of time. We reapportion at the census moment, and that makes sense to me.
The U.S. and Kansas constitutions require congressional maps be redrawn every 10 years based on census data. There have been several efforts nationally to redraw maps outside of that 10-year cycle. Kansas Republicans hope to revisit redistricting in the next legislative session. After 9 straight years as winners of the AFC West, the streak is over for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's after a 20-10 loss to the Houston Texans last night. Greg Eklund has more.
The Chiefs still have a chance to reach the playoffs as a wild card team, but quarterback Patrick Mahomes says time is running out with a 6-7 record and 4 games left in the season.
Yeah, I mean, you're just getting late in the season. You're not going to get these opportunities back, and that's a good football team, but we had chances, and we didn't execute at the right time to win it.
Mahomes did not throw a touchdown pass and had 3 passes intercepted. The Chiefs have another home game next Sunday against the Los Angeles Chargers, who defeated the Chiefs in the season-opening game in Brazil. I'm Greg Eklund.
Better news in college basketball yesterday. The KU men beat Missouri. The KU women beat Missouri State. And the K-State women beat Ole Miss. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30 degrees. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs tomorrow near 55 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, we have mostly cloudy skies, 26 degrees. Topeka, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. In Junction City right now, partly cloudy skies and 27 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Matthew Algio. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR.
The mayor said he received a message from Pope Leo with a reminder not to surrender to despair and to keep faith strong. Hadil Al-Shalchi, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, FEMA's elite search and rescue teams do difficult and dangerous work after major disasters, despite facing serious financial pressure.
The system is underfunded. This is an ongoing issue for at least 15 years, maybe 20.
President Trump's proposal to eliminate FEMA as it currently exists has also created uncertainty. We'll hear that story at 8:38.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today, join us in the noon hour where we've got Schumann's chamber music for violin, cello, and piano, Johann Strauss Jr.'s fun-filled overture to Die Fledermaus, or The Bat, and plenty for the holidays from the likes of the Chestnut Brass Company, Washington Saxophone Quartet, and much, much more. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 41. Little breezy, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour with gusts up to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. Highs tomorrow near 55 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies 26, Topeka cloudy and 27. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from BritBox, committed to help.
Are from the low millions to the low trillions.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. The mission to better understand life on our own planet, on All Things Considered, from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Things warm up tomorrow. Details coming right up. It's 8:30.
Just to exercise patience.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Kansas may need to build another prison within the next decade to keep up with its growing inmate population, Dylan Lyson reports.
The Kansas Sentencing Commission projects the state's incarcerated population each year. It's expected to reach capacity of nearly 11,000 inmates as early as 2028. Scott Schultz of the commission says the state will have more than 1,300 inmates over the limit in 10 years. He says that's roughly the size of a current state prison.
Winfield is about 1,100, around 1,100 for capacity. Hutch is about 1,800. So 1,300 or so, you're almost talking like another prison.
Schultz says stiffer sentences are leading to inmates spending more time in prison and growing the population. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A U.S. Supreme Court ruling last week gave Texas permission to redraw its congressional map to favor Republicans. But Kansas Senator Jerry Moran is urging Kansas Republicans to think twice before a similar push.
The legislature, obviously, it's their decision, but I think there's reasons to have a serious conversation about whether this is a desired outcome for Kansas, for districts of our state, and for the politics of Republicans even.
Over the summer, Republicans in the Kansas legislature pushed for a special session to redraw the state's congressional districts to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. They dropped the effort for a special session, but may revisit redistricting following the Supreme Court ruling. The city of Topeka is taking out an $11 million loan to replace lead pipes. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the money will pay for replacing lead pipes that connect from the distribution system to customers' homes. The city will borrow the money from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment State Revolving Fund. Lead is a toxic metal that can leach into drinking water as the pipes corrode. Exposure to lead can cause serious health problems, especially in children and pregnant women. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusts up to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. High temperatures tomorrow near 55 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 26 degrees. It's 8:34.
Support for...
This is NPR News.
Thank you for tuning in to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a Festival of Joy featuring a variety of choral classics Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page.
Well, the forecast for today looks pretty good. Mostly sunny skies, high temperatures near 41 degrees. A little breezy, could see wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, lows around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer. High temperatures tomorrow near 55 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, providing locally sourced food and products each and every day. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence and 501 Minnesota in KCK.
Outside right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 26 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 27. Junction City, partly cloudy, 28 degrees at 8:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Favel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a government.
His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there. This is NPR. Ask us, thank you.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show right after the NPR News at the top of the hour. Be listening right after the newscast for classical guitarist and local legend John Jervis with three carols for December. Also, part one of J.S. Bach's Christmas Cantata coming up a little later, just after 11:30. Plus, don't miss the Stokowski orchestration of Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. That is in the 10 o'clock hour. Fantastic stuff on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, highs this afternoon near 41 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and spring-like temperatures, I guess. Highs tomorrow near 55 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Still cold outside right now in Lawrence. Cloudy skies, 27 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 27 as well. It's 9 before 9.
Learn more at zquil.com.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU. And KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting A Christmas Story, the musical, based on the 1983 holiday movie, Tuesday, December 9th, 7 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday. Do keep listening to the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is up next over on KPR2. You can hear BBC News. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, high near 41 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the south 5 to 10 with gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm. High temperatures tomorrow near 55 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies 27 degrees. Topeka's cloudy and 27 as well. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.